This is Morning Edition. It's 8:42. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. You're listening to WHYY in Philadelphia. Security for President-elect Joe Biden intensifies as Inauguration Day nears. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Workers and visitors to downtown Wilmington now see counter-snipers on the roof when Biden treks from his home in nearby Greenville to give briefings or hold meetings at the Queen Theater. And there's a phalanx of security vehicles and a gigantic police presence on the ground. At the road leading to Biden's house, there's now two barricades, manned by Secret Service agents who prevent access to all but a privileged few and subject them to electronic sweeps. Mike White oversaw presidential protection until leaving the Secret Service in 2017. He says the security detail, both seen and unseen, has one monumental mission.
Having what we call a 360-degree level of protection, so really creating a giant bubble around the president that ideally can't be penetrated by anyone that shouldn't be in the bubble.
White said some Delawareans will even get a glimpse of one of the armored limousines known as the Beast if they happen to come upon the grand procession of presidential vehicles when Biden is home.
The limousines provided for the president are the best security in the world. One of them looks more like a Suburban and the other looks more like a traditional limousine. But absolutely, those will accompany the president at all times.
Police from Delaware's three biggest agencies, State, New Castle County, and Wilmington, will assist the service. County Executive Matt Meyer says it's worth the expense to taxpayers and occasional inconvenience to drivers because it gives Delaware cachet as the home of one of the 46 American presidents. Think Jimmy Carter and his hometown of Plains, Georgia.
Whatever cost it is de minimis. It's minor. It's practically zero compared to the benefit for the county, the state. And that's a brand that's not just a brand for this week, this month, or even the 4 years, but really forever.
The Delaware History Museum next to the Queen has sharpshooters on its roof when Biden is in town. Director David Young is delighted to see his facility be part of history.
It's pretty badass to have the Secret Service counter sniper team emailing us about access to our museum, and then you see the snipers up top.
Evelyn Brady lives near Biden, and she doesn't mind having her roadblock or having a fraction of her tax dollars go towards safeguarding the President of the United States. The blockade begins at the end of her street.
It's just a little bit of a hassle, and I hope that most of the neighbors appreciate, while it is an inconvenience, I think it will be good for Delaware in the end.
Air Force One and a host of other planes will usually fly Biden and all the necessary vehicles and equipment to the National Guard base at New Castle County Airport. But White said he wouldn't be surprised if the president himself is sometimes driven home or flown here on the Marine One helicopter. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.